Hari Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Table of Contents. Okay, Chapter 1, First Step in God Realization. So then we have... Oh, so it's just two chapters. Okay, so then we'll just do that. So then we'll just go to introduction. The second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam opens with an invocation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Okay, so the Elohim element is brought out. In his purport to the invocation, Srila Prabhupada compares the aims of first and second cantos, and briefly, but most memorably, summarizes the aim of the 10 chapters of Canto 2 as a whole. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the principles of creation are described, and thus the first canto may be called creation. Similarly, in the second canto, the post-creation cause of manifestation is described. Right, so, in other words, creation, well, because we'll think it, well, when Brahma creates, that's creation. No, creation is what's before. Yes. Right? That's the secondary creation. Yes. That makes sense? So, what is this primary creation based on? It's based on God consciousness. That's what it is, knowing Krishna and all the elements. So, we see how the Lord comes as his avatars, how he performs his pastime, how everybody is involved, all the great devotees are involved. So they're involved because of their connection with the primary creation. They see Krishna in everything. Right? So that's the most direct. If you don't catch that, then you take start from the secondary creation. And then from there, go back to see Krishna. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The different planetary systems are described in the second canto as different parts of the universal body of the Lord. For this reason, the second canto may be called the cosmic manifestation. Right? So in other words, creation is the primary. How Krishna enters into everything. It means the cosmic manifestation is what you see. But it's still given in connection to how Krishna is there. Right? But the first one is because it's his will, his pastimes, those things. That's the real point. Right? So in other words, if this is a reflection of that, so which is the real creation? Right? That. Not this. Right? There are ten chapters in the second canto, and in these 10 chapters, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam and the different symptoms of this purpose are narrated. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur summarizes the second canto in his commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.1. In the 10 chapters of the second canto, Sukadev begins by describing, in 3 chapters, how this scripture originates from Narayana. In 1 chapter, the excellence of bhakti is described. 3 chapters describe the conversation between Brahma and the Lord. 1 chapter describes the questions of Parikit, and 1 chapter describes the instructions of the Lord to Brahma. 1 chapter describes the 10 characteristics of the Purana, and the canto is summarized. Right, so there. Yes, yeah, so everything is. The 1 chapter with Krishna's instructions to Brahma, that's the slightly longer one. I think we spent maybe 6 months on that last time we went through it, so we'll be a little quicker this time.
Hopefully this time.
Yeah.
Chetushluki. Chetushluki?
Yes. Chapter 1. I mean, we took 1.5 years to do this. But now it's a little more. chapter 1, the first step in God realization, Pratigya, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, invocation purport. The first chapter describes the glories of chanting, and it hints at the process by which the neophyte devotee may perform meditation on the universal form of the Lord. Footnote 1. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in his commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1. In the first chapter, the process of meditation on the parts of the universal form, such as the feet, practiced in Astanga Yoga, is described. So the first step means if the other higher steps aren't working for you, then you start with the first step. That's the fun part, because it's a descending process, not an ascending. Ascending, you have to start in nursery school, then move to first grade. Because it's a descending process, you can start on the platform that the gopis did in Maharaj Katvanga. You can surrender in the moment and be done with it. You can't, then we start on these others. Then there's a process. Yes.
So we see Srila Prabhupada, he never emphasized this kind of practice. He gave Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then Virat Rupa was like...
Yeah, no, but still, there's so much in the second canto. You know, so it's fully described. Because it's like this, if you see your house, everything in your house is connected to Krishna, and its only use in the house is what service it can do to Krishna, fine. If not, this is your canto. Does that make sense? For connecting the house. You know, if we go to the temple, sit down, chant or japa, we're absorbed and we see Krishna, then there's no need of these things. But if we don't, then what's the whole point? Because otherwise devotees say, oh no, only the Shuddha Nam, as if there's a different kind of Nam. No, name is only Shuddha. If it's Krishna, it can only be Shuddha Nam. Krishna's not, there's not pure Krishna and impure Krishna. That's how we come up with that there's Braja Krishna and Dwarka Krishna, and they're two different people. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like there's the man at home and the man at the office. Right? So we can make that distinction because he deals differently at the office than he does at home, but it's the same person. So Braj Krishna and Dwarka Krishna are the same person. It's just what he does, how he dresses, how he interacts. It's the same person. Does that make sense? But we tend to make a distinction because of the mode of passion. Right? You know, there's the devotees and there's the disgusting demons. Right? You know, like that. No, but they're all servants of Krishna. Just some know it, some don't. So the quality of the soul is the same. Just some are fortunate enough to be able to function in that capacity, some not. Does that make sense? So it's a very subtle underlying point. Yes?
So there's a doubt. It's mentioned here, neophyte devotees. But
yes.
This kind of knowledge is very detailed and complex. Then how is neophyte to understand this?
Means... Okay, how complicated is the internet? I mean, it's just like, can you sit down and in, you know, just a glance, understand how Facebook works? How many variety of pages there, what it means your wall, what it means other people can write things on your wall, what all this means? Right? You really have to get into it to be able to. So that's very complicated. So if one's willing to function on that level of complication on the material platform for just some social interaction, why not on the spiritual platform? That's the point. You know, it's just like one is in a very sophisticated way making money. Now, if you were going to make money for Krishna, would you change how sophisticated it is? No. So then why would you change the level of sophistication one's working at? Because the unsophisticated person, you basically just say Krishna's God and he's in control, and then okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The simple person out in the, you know, in the village out there somewhere in Mexico, you know, he just, you know, okay, no problem. But you know, you take the city slicker there in New York or something, and then you know, it's very sophisticated kind of thing, and so therefore, why wouldn't he be comfortable with a sophisticated philosophical life? That's the point. So, as if your life is simple, everything else is simple, but as your life gets complicated or complex, then you have to add in the complexities to engage it. So, as we see, as everybody knows this, otherwise how does Yudhishthira engage all the different elements of running a kingdom? Right? He has his treasury. He has what's coming in from, you know, proper taxes. He has what's coming in from bad, from fines and that. These are all kept separately. He has his spies. He has his ministers. He has all these different things going on. But we don't hear about that because that's just, you know, what you do. You know, do we want to hear about how Achilles brushed his teeth? You know? Like that? No. You know, what kind of pillow we use? You know? Yeah, no. We want to hear about, you know, the greatness of, you know, these are just side things. You know? Yeah. Like that's that stuff.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Is Mexican more advanced, or is he just in a position to become advanced easier or something?
So that would be a good one. I'm sure that the devotees from Mexico would very much appreciate it.
Using your example.
Right, the Mayans are connected back to Maya Dhanava, so actually they're, you know, part of the whole Vedic cultural scene.
Bhakta Jose.
Yeah, Bhakta Jose, you know, he gets more status these days. So, the point is what we're saying is the simple villager.
Yeah, I know. So, like the gopis, because they're simple, they can accept
it. Yeah, it works. Yeah. That's the point. Is that the city slickers are at a disadvantage, but there's a system for them.
Okay.
Right? Because they make everything complicated. Right? But it's saying, so generally what happens is, you notice the city slickers, they like to make the lifestyle and the social structures and their managements and their economics very sophisticated. But when it comes to philosophy, they don't want to talk about it. You know, because it's just, oh, it's just bhakti, it's just simple. Yeah, but it doesn't match your life. So there's a gap. What is it? Disparity between their philosophical understanding and ability of application, all aspects of the life, and the broadness of their life. You know, say when they're sitting down in the temple or in the kirtan in the temple or Bhagavatam, like that in the temple program, there's not much of a disparity except for when they get out their phone and start SMSing and emailing. But other than that, it's okay. The problem is when they walk out of there at 9 o'clock, you know, until the next morning. That's when all this stuff comes into play. That's where they're at a disadvantage.
But after engaging philosophically, is their position more solid to the Mexican that is just accepted straight away?
You have something about Mexicans here. No, it's not that.
South of the border?
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. Yeah.
I like Mexicans.
Okay. What about Admiral?
About what?
Admiral.
Which one?
Abba.
Oh, yes.
Some of my best friends are Abba.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. So, the position is it doesn't matter. Because one's position engaged, it doesn't matter. It's what these are material considerations. More developed material, less developed material. We make distinction here is important. And the transcendental platform, is Krishna involved or not? That's what you look for. Like Prabhupada's talking about an article, and they say, oh, this is a bad article about us. Prabhupada says, how many times do they mention Krishna? They go through so many times. Oh, 10 times. And Prabhupada said it's a good article. You understand? So these are only considerations on the material platform. We only make the distinction because we're engaging the material platform. In other words, first canto, which is not dealing with that, we don't see this kind of detail in first canto because you don't have to. They're only dealing directly on that devotional platform, that pure devotional platform. So now how to get everything else in your life up to that point of pure devotion, that's what this canto does. Right? And having described these two cantos, then we're going to give example how it's all combined. Right? Because the first canto gives directly that pure devotional service. Then after that, we'll see how the pure devotional service is applied in this wide range. So that's what starts happening in the third canto. It means you'll get example here, but from there you'll get the major examples. Okay? end here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki,
Jai
Janyatai Gaurapreya.